Right, the recorder is on.
Okay. Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the bi-weekly meeting of Franklin Township Board of Trustees, September 23rd, 2021, 6:30 p.m. And we'd like to welcome everyone. If we could, I'd like to have Mr. Snodgrass do our opening prayer for us, sir.
Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you, sir.
Almighty God, as we come to you today, giving you praise, Lord, and praising Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father, we are so thankful that we have the opportunity to attend trustees' meetings, God, as civilians in this township. It's important, Lord, that we know what is going on, and we thank the Board of Trustees, God, for being open with their discussions. So, Lord, we ask you right now to bless this meeting, Lord. Let it go smoothly. Let everyone leave here in harmony. So, Lord, we ask you to continue to bless our first responders, paramedics, firefighters, police officers, Lord, as they answer the duty that they have to protect the citizens of this township. Lord, we also ask you to be with the road department, Lord, as they're out keeping the streets clean and the township in tip-top shape. So we thank you for that, Lord. We ask you for this Board of Trustees. We ask that whatever decisions they make, Lord, they do it with a clean conscience, and that anything that they do and say will benefit the citizens of this township. Father, we ask these things in your wonderful name. Amen.
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 I'd like to have Mr. Alex do the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the
United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, could we have a roll call, please, Nick?
Yep, absolutely. Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
He is out on medical.
Yep. And John is excused.
Medical. Okay. Motion to approve the following meeting minutes. Special meeting September the 9th, 2021. And regular meeting September the 9th.
I will second that.
Roll call. Okay, and those minutes are here. We guys can sign a little bit later on tonight. Roll call, Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
And John is excused. Thank you.
Okay. Alrighty, sir. Old business. Are you far up there?
Yeah. Okay. Nope, you're good.
We have bills and payroll. A fiscal officer, Nick Dunn.
Sure do. So this motion for bills and payroll, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves accounts payable from September 9th through September 21st, 2021 in the amount of $149,266.28 and payroll paid on September 1st, 2021 for $8,616.93 and payroll paid on September 17th, 2021 for $143,570.34 for a grand total of $301,453.55 from check number 66932 to 66956, and electronic vouchers from 1021-2021 to 1102-2021.
Thank you. Could make a motion to accept.
I will second that.
Okay, roll call, Ralph.
Roll call, yes.
Ari?
Yes.
And John's excused, thank you.
A resolution, sir.
Yep, moving right on along here. As a reminder to the board, last meeting, fiscal officer is now able to approve obligations on behalf of the administrator at $10,000 or less. So I have a total of 8 purchase orders here, grand totaling $3,174.04. And this will be resolution number 132-2021.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll make a motion to accept.
Second.
Okay, and again, that's resolution 132-2021. And Ari made the motion, and Ralph seconded. Roll call, Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
And John's excused. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
New business, police department, Chief Smith. Could you step to the podium or...
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Horn.
Thank you, sir.
We don't have anything tonight.
Okay.
The only thing I would like to do is introduce our new community liaison from the Sheriff's Office.
Okay.
Deputy Chuck Hamilton.
Hi. Welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Some of you, the ones who weren't here last week, or last meeting, I got 20 years of experience on. I've been on patrol for 10 of it, and in the court system and jail. So, kind of been doing, right now I'm in charge of the whole west side, so the whole, till the new guy comes.
Well, welcome. We look forward to working with you.
Yeah, absolutely. What was his name again, sir?
Deputy Chuck Hamilton.
Okay.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I got that. And then, sir, if you want to go over this document from the Sheriff's Office, and then you have an update on the Hopkins Road stop sign that has been in place for a little bit now.
Yeah, Hopkins Road, it's actually working a lot better. We have done some enforcement, but it does seem to be taking care of some of the traffic issues there. It's actually working a lot better than we expected.
Good.
So I actually expected a lot more accidents. So,
I go through there often, and I find that it seems very, very good there.
It's
people are, I think, really learning that it's there, and I think they're respecting it somewhat there too. So, So I feel a lot more safe for the residents up there. Definitely. Once people that doesn't know what we're talking about on Hopkins, I guess that's, what would you consider that, like a two-way?
It's a two-way or a three-way at Shady Lane and Hopkins.
Yeah.
And then at Forest, it's a four-way.
Yeah. So their stop signs have been installed in conjunction with Franklin County there. And what it does, it slows the traffic down, and you have a stop sign. What are those, about 300, 400 feet apart? Something like that, aren't they?
Give or take.
And then on to the west, there's another one. So it really controls the traffic better. You got stop signs at the intersection. There's quite a few people that actually cross the road there, and I feel a lot safer with it. Be honest with you, there's a lot of youngsters in there too, so mm-hmm. I think it's working pretty good.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Both intersections are four ways.
Uh-huh. I thought Shady Lane is
both intersections are four ways.
So anyway, was there anything else there?
There's a routine document from the Sheriff's Office in regards to how they collect DNA from prisoners. It's something that we sign, I believe, every year. It just requires a signature of the fiscal officer.
Yeah. There's also signatures for the board on there as well.
Yeah. Okay. Do we need a resolution on this or just sign it?
I don't know if we need a resolution or not.
Maybe you just sign it, but I mean, you do a motion.
I would say let's do a motion to approve that.
Okay. I'd like to...
Just say motion.
Yeah. I'd like to make a motion to accept the Franklin County Sheriff's Office fingerprinting and DNA collection agreement between Franklin Township Board of Trustees and the Sheriff of Franklin County per the letter dated September 10th, 2021.
One second, Ted.
Okay. And we got a roll call here, Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
And John's excused, thank you.
And that's all I had unless the board has questions for me.
Okay, thank you very much. Looks like we have some work here for the fire department to do there, Chief Welch. For ones that doesn't know him, this is Chief Welch, or fire chief, or will be retiring very soon.
That's exactly, you rolled right into what I wanted to do. After discussions and everything during our last special meeting and everything, I think it's only the right thing to do is to promote Bob, Lieutenant Arnold, to Assistant Chief Arnold. the way we can get the transfers going, and he has the authority and everything to move forward. We have a contract or a MOU. I'd like to request a resolution. Basically, a resolution hiring and establishing the terms and conditions of employment for the Franklin Township Assistant Fire Chief.
Effective today?
We want this to make be effective September 29th, but we can pass the resolution tonight.
Okay. I'd like to make a resolution to promote Lieutenant Arnold to Assistant Chief effective September 29th, 2021, per the MOU.
So this is resolution to accept the MOU for Arnold or for you?
For Arnold.
Okay.
1 second, sir.
Okay, I'm just writing this down, and that's going to be resolution 2021-136.
You want to have them sign your copy?
Sure.
Who made that motion?
I did.
Okay.
I'll sign it.
I'll sign.
Yeah. Go with that first.
Sure.
Chief, or...
Okay, roll call on that resolution, Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
And John's excused, thank you.
There should be two signature pages.
Okay.
And I am going to let Assistant Chief Arnold next week take her from here to the rest of the business.
Did Chief or Mr. Arnold, maybe you could go ahead and say a few words, introduce yourself. We have some residents here that haven't met you before.
My name is Bob Arnold. I've worked here at Franklin Township, coming up on 18 years in November. I've been a promoted lieutenant for 6 years, going on 7. I've been working closely with Chief Welch since Assistant Chief Adams left, running the entire EMS system and training coordination. I live locally here, have 2 daughters, 6 and 10, one of my wives. I have a beautiful wife at home. Unless you guys have questions. I'm an open book. So. I did not get a program. Do I have to do it in order?
No, you can get whatever.
Okay. Your program.
Hey, Chief, your MOU is not changing, correct?
Yeah, it stays
okay.
The same.
Okay.
So we just have some bookkeeping. I would like to have a motion to accept the resignation of firefighter Eli Malink.
I'll make a motion to accept the resignation of Eli Malink effective October or?
It should be September.
Okay, September 29th, 2021.
September 29th.
Will you second that?
Okay.
Yeah, second.
Okay, so Ari made that?
Yes. Correct?
Okay. And then Ralph with a second there. Roll call, Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John's excused, thank you.
And then I would like a motion to accept the resignation of firefighter Seth Kovach.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the resignation of Seth Kovach effective October 2nd at 1500 hours.
Maybe just make sure we're around your case. That's for Seth Kovach, okay? And that's a motion.
Can you second that?
Yeah, second.
Okay, roll call, Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John is excused.
Go ahead and read them all there, are you?
And then to
just
replace those two firefighters, okay. We'd like a resolution to hire firefighter Hunter Remy, effective tomorrow.
I'd like to make a resolution to hire Hunter Remy, effective September 24th, 2021, at firefighter level 1. And we'll ask for a second, please.
A second.
Okay, and that's going to be resolution number 2021-134. Some of these, I already went ahead and pre-numbered some of these for tonight. Okay, roll call, Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
And John's excused, thank you.
And then a resolution to hire Tristan Eblin, effective September 30th.
I'd like to make a resolution to hire Tristan Eblin, effective September 30th, 2021, at firefighter level 1.
Okay, and that resolution, I may have just given you both of them. Nope, I have the other one. Okay, it's going to be 2021-135.
Okay, and that's second, Nick.
Okay. Roll call, Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John is excused. Thank you.
And then I have the bid and spec advertisements and specifications for the diesel exhaust system. I can email it to you guys if you want.
Yeah, please.
Specifics on that.
Yeah.
Just like to post those next week. If they would be up for 2 weeks, we'd be accepting bids. I have three contractors giving quotes. All three are reputable.
Okay. I'd like to make a resolution to post bids for the AFG exhaust systems for a 2 week time period and authorize Assistant Chief Arnold to accept the bids after completion.
Second.
Okay, and that's going to be resolution 2021-137. Okay, roll call, Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
And John is excused. Thank you.
And then if we could have a resolution to accept the SAFER grant, which we received through FEMA, and actually replaces the 10 firefighters that we have had to lose through attrition over the past year. It brings us back to full staff of 39 firefighters and puts engine 192, which is the station on Sullivan Avenue, back in service.
And will you let folks know how much you brought in with this grant?
About $3.4 million.
Okay. Which is just exceptional work.
Yeah. Yeah. Just does everyone understand what Mr. Arnold just brought in for the township?
Yeah.
And that was through his hard work there and everything. So, how long is that?
It's good that for grant? 3 years.
For how many?
Three years.
So, one thing, you know, we're a fire department, we stay home. And we won't be asking for a while for any more money. So, thank God for good favors and your hard work, Bob.
I will make a resolution to accept the FEMA SAFER grant and ask for a second.
Second.
Okay, and that's here, resolution 138-2021. Roll call, Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John's excused. Thank you.
Really excellent work.
Thank you. And I will send over those specs.
Thanks.
Email.
One more, Bob. So yes. A second. You got one more resolution.
Oh, no, we did that first.
Did we? Okay.
Yeah. We're good there.
Okay, we're good. Thank you.
You might sign that or I'll make copies.
Yeah.
Thank you very much and welcome, Bob. We appreciate the hard work you've done.
Thank you.
Mr. Stevens, you got anything for us?
I can make mine real easy. I really didn't have anything on the agenda or anything for tonight, just a couple quick updates. The ceiling is going real well in the pool barn, which Trustee Alex seen here a little while ago. I venture to say within the next couple days they'll have that wrapped up, insulation blown in, we should be good to go. By 2 weeks from now, by the next meeting, I'll have all the numbers put together for the heating for in there, all those figures and everything for that unit to be able to get that done. So that's working out real well. As you all know, my department today, we attended the trade show and walked many miles in some cold, nasty weather. We demoed quite a bit of equipment. I sent you guys some text messages.
Yeah, it looked fun.
It was
some good looking equipment for
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. But these are things that are going to be, you know, in the future, like I was saying, in the future, because of contractually what we're into with ODOT is some things that, you know, we're going to have to do when the time comes. I just want to try to get all of our ducks in a row prior to that. Other than that, that's pretty much all I've got for this evening.
Well, I kind of forgot to ask, but did anyone have any questions for Chief Welch and Arnold, all that were there? If not, I'll ask you the same thing. Anyone have any questions or comments for the road department?
This is probably going to be ready next week.
I'll tell you what, can I
Yeah.
Okay, you're right, do your thing. No.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna let you do it. I just helped.
Anyway, I decided on my own. So what we started to do, I got to burr up my ass, and I decided I wanted to start help feeding the football players over at Heights. Since the pandemic and everything happened, I just figured a lot of the parents can't probably feed their kids. So also, I decided let's get some clothes, too, because probably the kids don't have too much dress clothes, because usually on football games, home games, you usually have to dress up or wear your jersey or whatever. So my class president, we graduated in 89. She ended up putting a thing out for me because I suck at writing stuff. So I just had her do it, and then the money just started coming in. I mean, we even got $1,000 donation.
Did you really? That's great.
So, I mean, we've got a ton of money. We are feeding, I think, 6 nights now for the team and everything. Plus, we have so much extras, like Gatorade and all that stuff, that we're going to pass over to the other sports teams and all that stuff, or band, or whoever wants it.
Okay.
And then I decided, you know, I feel bad for the kids that aren't going to school, plus the alumni and everything, because I was driving down Grove City, I was in Grove City, I was driving down Hoover Road, and I wanted to vomit. Because all you see is, I hate Grove City. I love that. All you see is banners. Grove City Greyhounds. Okay. Grove City Greyhounds. Yeah. And I got pissed off. So
you do see a lot down there.
Oh, you. Yeah. Everyone kisses Grove City's ass. They well, do. Not me. I called the township. I called Southwestern City Schools. I said, what the hell? Where'd these come from? Did you guys buy them and didn't buy them for Franklin Heights? Anyway, the lady found out that the Rotary Club bought them. Grove City, of course, we don't have a Rotary Club. We don't have anything here in the township.
No, we don't.
And you have a Kiwanis Club here in the township.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Would have loved to have done that so I could have picked them up for some money.
Yeah. Paul Johnson is president of them. Yeah.
Anyway, so I decided I'm going to get the damn banner. So I called the Rotary Club guy. His kids actually went to Heights. He would not even respond back, big time dickhead. So I went ahead and found my own thing, and him and I, we bought 3 of these. That's going to be out on the corner of, what is it, Demarest and Riggs, and then one by the entrance of the high school on Demarest, and then the third one's going to be over on Briggs by the entrance in there.
That's great.
I just think we need to start. I mean, it's not even, it's for the kids, but it's for the community too, because we don't have shit over here, and we don't have, nothing's nice, you know what I mean? And then right around the corner is Wedgwood, and bang, bang, shoot 'em up and everything.
That's terrific. I'm so happy and proud for you.
So I had to bring this to show Jim how to put them up, if he didn't know, but I guess this is common. I didn't know that.
Brought contact with me today, which I've been working with them and the vice
president. Oh, yeah, that was a shit show, too. So I took it upon myself, because the high school, I don't think, should have been responsible. He has too much shit on his hands anyway.
Yeah.
He's a new vice principal we have. He's also the athletic director, so he just has his hands full. I called AEP, fought with AEP. They kept on telling me, no, no, no. I called bullshit, and then I started screaming, saying, I want all the banners in the state of Ohio taken down. You're telling me I can't put them up and get someone. Anyway, so then called him, Franklin, what is it? The engineering department. They were supposed to do it.
Well, Demarest Road is a Franklin County engineer's main road.
Yep. Yep.
I didn't have the jurisdiction to say, okay, hey, you can go put some signs up. Plus, I don't have the authority to say you can put them on these poles, whatever. So through Mr. Mullins, I was able to, and I spoke on the phone with her, we went through, he had to contact and get a permit through Franklin County Engineers to even do anything on those roadways. Then you spoke with AEP.
Then we're back to AEP again. This guy that was under the permit department, he didn't know what the hell he's doing. He actually sent the form over for Brock to fill out. Brock sent it over on the 3rd. This is all started back in end of July, beginning of August.
Did it?
And all I know is this guy didn't do shit. Here it is. I call Brock on Monday, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? He's like, I have no clue. He goes, here's the guy's number. So I went ahead and called. He wasn't returning my calls, so I started just calling around. I was looking up anyone and everyone, and if your description sounded like something you could help me with, I ended up talking to one of the big wigs.
That's great.
Super pissed off. He said he's going to handle this. And guess what? Phone call yesterday, everything, it will be approved, and we will get this done probably maybe early part. Hopefully it'll be here tomorrow, but so we can start next week, and then you're going to help.
Well, that's when Brock contacted me today. Actually, I wasn't in the office, but I found a place where I could talk to him. We're going to have to go back through, hopefully, the county engineers. We don't have a bucket truck. We don't have the means to be able to get up and do. We'd have to work off of a ladder, which is extremely unstable on a pole. So we're going to go back through county engineers and possibly see if we can get their bucket truck to come out and get
next Friday's our home football game. So we're going to have people coming in, and I just want our area to look nice because.
I think that's wonderful.
Actually, I called you guys, and the guy said no because you guys don't have a
ladder.
And then I called 12s, and 12s was assholes, and they were supposed to have someone call me back.
But that's what I told Rick. 12s would probably do it, but it's going to be time consuming. Yeah. There's three different locations with that.
Yeah, same way they don't have a bucket ladder anymore, so
yeah.
Because he's Columbus.
Through Columbus, we could probably locate one, but there again, and you go through PIO and get something like that done. And you know that we do it all the time for the churches, but that's going to be time consuming with three different locations. You got band
clamps. Yeah, that's why we're going to try to go to county engineers.
Tie that equipment over and get it
up. I just don't want to keep on screwing around and begging people. And
that's what I told
her. Oh, I did call 6 on your side. So, yeah, she wanted to do a story on it and attack AEP with me. And then this guy finally called me back, the big kahuna. And yeah. So
hopefully we're in the right direction. I know that.
Oh, if it doesn't, I will get on 6 on your side. I'll have her come to the house and
that's fine.
Raise holy hell.
Well, we'd like to maybe Jim. I'd like to see if we can get it put in our winter newsletter. The picture and a little write up about you folks and what you've done and everything. Would you be willing to?
No, not for you. No.
It would. You'd do most anything for me. and mutually, we've had Byron. It's been a while since I've seen her, hasn't it, you?
Yeah.
So it's good to see you, and I'm glad you're hustling for the township.
Yeah, we need to. We don't have anything.
We really don't.
And it's just vomiting sick to see all these other areas supporting their schools.
Yeah. Well, this is my neighborhood block watch leader here, Linda Mercer. If you'd like to say hi to her while you're here, and it's Amanda. She lives down on Jackson Road there, and we got pretty heavily involved with her there for a while, didn't we, Byron Smith? Chief Smith, yeah. She's tough. She's tough.
They have a thing that they were trying to start to get new sod and new grass. I
don't have anything to report on. I need their names.
Do we want to go to the fiscal department?
They're not. Can I get both your names real quick?
Jim and Angie.
Linda Hall.
Gray, G-R-A-Y.
I think she was a nice one.
No, 69.
I don't want to miss these resolutions.
Well, we'll move on then. Mr. Alex, did you have anything to report?
No, sir.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Got married. I don't have anything particular other than just to say thank you for the road department. They've done a real nice job this summer. And we still do have some work to do, if you can squeeze it in, Jim. I still see a trash pile here and there, you know, and things like that. But it's better, isn't it?
We're getting it.
It's better.
Pastor Snodgrass said something. Pastor Snodgrass said something.
Oh, okay. Somebody else have a comment they wanted to make? Okay.
The alley between Jackson and Oak Farm has become a dumping ground. There's trash, bag trash dump. There's just miscellaneous, like somebody just comes through and dumps it. I'm willing to clean it up.
Okay.
If you have some place that I can dump it, I'm not gonna put it in front of my house.
No.
If I have a pickup, I'll clean it up.
Oh, I think Jim can probably help with it there.
We've been trying to get on all the alleys in the Triangle area, and we're trying to do the best we can with what we have to work with.
It looks like most of them are in pretty good shape here.
And then on the Thursdays when we have the court people come in and they're helping us, you know, do the area cleanup, unfortunately for the last two Thursdays, including today, because we weren't.
Honestly, overall, that's the best I've seen the Triangle area look in a long time.
Just like Mr. Snodgrass said, it's an ongoing issue. We can send people up and down those alley roads every day.
Yep.
And the next day we're right back in there doing the same thing.
Like I said, I'll volunteer to clean it up. I just need some place to dump it.
Yeah, Jim can just call Jim.
We'll get it put together. We just haven't been able to get it coordinated just because we're so sporadic right now.
Cool. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Does anyone else have a comment or anything to make?
We got the fiscal department stuff.
What?
All the fiscal department stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah, I know. Uh-huh. The physical department, looks like you've got.
Yep, I got a few things. Since everybody's here from all three departments, unless you guys have anything to object, Revolution Group is, and this has come from our meeting with Otarma, regarding the password change recommendation every 90 days. Do any of you have any objections or see any issues with that at all? No? Okay. Then I would like to have the board accept to pass a motion for Revolution Group to implement a password change policy on all of our township computers.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the password change recommendation from Revolution Group, which establishes that passwords in the township be changed every 90 days.
Second.
Okay, roll call on that, Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
All right, and John's excused. Thank you. Just some updates on the acceptable use and driving policy. I continue to work with all the department heads and their respective union representatives in getting that cleared up. Hopefully within the next couple of meetings, I'll have that ready to go for you guys to take a look at, finalize, and we'll run it through Pete and make sure everything looks good with him, and then we'll hopefully go from there.
Great.
So just an update there. And then body camera software for the police. There was a resolution passed in 2020, and that resolution number was... had this in front of me. This was to amend a resolution 2020-117. This was a resolution that was passed to have the general fund pay yearly for the body cam software. Just from a budgetary perspective, we need to, for the time being, move that back to the police department. It's nothing against anybody. Nobody's done anything wrong. We just need to try to make sure everybody's, you know, everything's being charged the correct way.
It should be anyway, actually.
So
I'll make a resolution to amend resolution number 2020-117 to authorize the police fund to handle all expenditures related to that from the general fund.
Okay. Can I get a second on that, please?
Yeah, second.
Okay, roll call, Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
And John's excused. Thank you.
Gentlemen?
Yeah.
You do realize our budget couldn't sustain that?
We know for this year, yes, we know. And if the general fund has to end up helping out next year, that's fine. I just want this to, you know, I want to make sure we're watching general fund side too, but if general fund has to end up helping out next year, that's fine.
Okay.
I'd rather move the money over there versus, you know, it already just kind of being there.
No,
to
I
start
agree
off
with
that. Yeah, so I'll make sure that
it's not that we're not going to cover it. It's just... remove the number on the paper.
Yep. And then the last thing I have is supplemental appropriation number 10. And this is, I should have probably printed this out for you guys and I apologize, but this supplemental appropriation is for police protection. This is the Chief, this is the yearly... it's about, I don't know the exact name off the top of my head. It's about 7,000 is what the appropriation's for. I don't remember the...
What is it?
It's a yearly, and I wish I would have wrote it down, but I know Ratliff knows what it is.
Is it related to the body camera?
No. Oh, wait, you know what? I think it is.
Yes, because it was not budgeted in general fund this year. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's for yearly storage maintenance. Yeah. And
so the resolution for 2020 had stated that it was to be paid out of general fund, which, you know, we can, you know, the general fund can do it. We just don't have the appropriation for right now. We can't, with the object codes, I just can't move it.
So I'll make a resolution number 2021.
This is 133.
133, yep. To accept supplemental appropriation number 10 from the fiscal office.
A second.
Sorry, I'm just writing this down here real quick. Roll call, Ari.
Yes.
That's right, Ralph.
Yeah.
Ari.
Yes.
John's excuse. Thank you. And that's all I have, unless anything, anybody has anything else for me.
Okay.
No, sir.
Thank you very much. Fairly short meeting tonight. Before we adjourn the meeting, does anyone else have any comments or anything they'd like to make before I adjourn? Okay. Having no further discussion, then I'd like to adjourn the meeting. Thanks everybody for coming out.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
hello.
I'm sorry. Hello. I forgot somebody on Zoom. Mic. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead. Hello. They hung up, I guess.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, they hung up. They hopped away and came back on, I guess.
I forgot about Zoom. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of did too, but there was nobody on for a while, and somebody came on. I don't know if maybe they lost connection or something.
Was that the only
resolution for us to